What's going on in Plano, Texas? OBBM Network contributor Mavis Everett is your destination detective as she explores the city streets, restaurants and bars, local establishments, and other things to do. Meet the business owners and city officials that keep Plano fabulous. Explore Plano Podcast keeps you in tune and in step with the latest and greatest. Here's your host, Mavis Everett.
Good morning. This is Mavis Everett with Explore Plano, and we're so glad you're here this morning. And our special guest this morning is Shelby Williams, City Council Place 5. And Shelby, tell us what's going on at City Council. What do we need to know about today?
Well, there's a ton, Mavis. So thank you for having me here. Number one, the environment is no mystery, and the pandemic for small businesses and local businesses has been absolutely crushing. We're doing what we can in the city and at the county level to foster an environment. We had a new round of CARES Act funding at the county level with the Colin CARES Small Business Grant Program. The applications for that have now ended, but there are numerous things that can be done. The very most important thing is for local business owners to get involved in the political process. Now, that's not just at the city level, that's at the taxing entity level. So you may think a small business owner has no say or should have no say at the school board meetings. Mm-hmm. However, the school board takes roughly two-thirds or more, depending on which area of the state you're in, of your property taxes. As most people know, actually as many people don't know, local business owners get no protection on property taxes the way homeowners do. So when property taxes go up and up and up, as they have for the past several years in Texas, then they're hit with every penny of that. Mm-hmm. One of the things they need to do is show up and speak. City council meetings, school board meetings, make their voice heard, just like residents. Mm-hmm. Too few do that from either party.
Right.
And by party, I mean residents and business owners, not mm-hmm. Democrats or Republicans. Everybody needs to make their voice heard. So there are a couple of big things happening in Plano right now. One of them, it's actually an ongoing thing, is the taxes. We were fortunate for last year and this year to be able to keep property taxes flat for the city. Last year was the first time in 24 years we've managed to do that in the city of Plano.
Wow.
But the city property taxes only account for about 19% of your total property tax bill. Mm-hmm. The school board, Plano ISD in this case, takes the lion's share. The county takes about 8%, although Collin County has kept taxes flat for the past 6 or 7 years running now.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you live in Plano, in Collin County, there's the Collin College portion of taxes, which is minuscule compared to the rest. But if your local elected officials who set that tax rate and determine what your property tax bill is going to be don't hear from you, then you get 24 years of continuous tax increases. So you've got to make your voice heard. There's another big thing happening right now in Plano where everybody needs to make their voice heard. And that is, if you haven't heard, we recently repealed the Plano Tomorrow Comprehensive Plan, and we are working diligently toward a new plan, which has been dubbed the Plano United 2050 Plan, mm-hmm. working title. So the comprehensive plan is meant to shape zoning and development for a city for 30 years, 20 to 30 years.
Wow.
It's a long-range view of how a city is going to take shape over the coming few decades.
Mm-hmm.
This is crucial because as that guiding light, what is our city going to look like in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? Nobody can predict what the economy, what technology is going to look like in 30 years. We couldn't have predicted it 30 years ago.
No, we couldn't have predicted COVID. So
that's right. But we need to be able to lay a foundation that enables two things. Number one, regardless of what happens with the economy or technology, we need to decide what character we want to have in our community as we grow, as we develop, as we redevelop, importantly. Second, we need to create a foundation that enables us to roll with the punches. Again, another example, 30 years ago, you know, there was not an inkling of the state that digital technology would take on today, which completely changed the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And so small business owners, local businesses, now they need to be able to make their voice heard so that as they envision what their business is going to look like in 30 years, they can weigh in on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the character of our community, of our city, is going to inform the success of our businesses in 10, 20, and 30 years. Mm-hmm. So being able to not necessarily foresee what things are going to look like, but change with the economy, change with technology in proactively is to the greatest extent possible, but in a meaningful way. And 2020 has illustrated that better than anything.
Right.
Businesses that are not rolling with those punches and evolving in real time are the ones getting most rolled under this pandemic.
Right.
Businesses are having to reinvent themselves. Now, this is something that every business has to do regardless, all the time. They have to reinvent themselves and adapt to changing circumstances. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you become Kodak. You become Blockbuster.
Right.
You become Sears.
Mm-hmm.
The list of those goes on. You want to be Netflix. You want to be Uber. You want to be Samsung. And you don't do that without changing how you do business. On a local business level, one of the great instances of this is Cody Harder, who owns Harder Strength and Conditioning in Plano.
Mm-hmm.
When the pandemic started and everything shut down, and gyms weren't allowed to operate indoors, he just moved his gym outside. He took those proactive measures to adapt to changing circumstances, make his customers safe, and provide the same level of service that they were used to.
Mm-hmm.
Every business who can do this and get creative with it is going to come through this okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you adapt, go where your customers are, make them feel safe, and give them the value they were looking for, maybe you got to change your business model significantly to do that, but that's what you can do. Now, at the city level, we can't wave a magic wand and say, let there be a vibrant business environment. We can create the conditions which allow businesses to contribute to that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't make your voice heard, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. You have to be original and speak up.
That's right.
I'm Suzanne Johns. And, you know, I am turning 65 this summer, and I decided that I'm not going to go out looking old and wrinkly anymore. So I found something that would help me be able to not do that, and that is Niora age-defying anti-age skincare. It's 100% natural, pH level that is in harmony with your skin, and it acts as an antioxidant and a skin protectant. The best part, it's made in USA and it's manufactured in Fort Worth, so we're local. So I tell you what, if you'd like to feel good about yourself, you could talk to me today, or you could see your plastic surgeon tomorrow. I'm Suzanne Johns with Niora Age-Defying Anti-Age Skincare, and if you would like to have the results that I've seen, my number is 972-639-6396. And that's Niora Age-Defying Anti-Age Skincare, and the number is 972-639-6396.
For people that maybe have, I mean, I certainly have gone to city council meetings several times, but there may be people who have never attended as to what to expect and, you know, if they want to speak, what they if they need to register in advance, or can they, you know, leave? I think there's information you can actually leave if you're unable to actually attend. You want to kind of clarify that a little bit for first-time listeners?
A good question, yes. Plano City Council meetings are held twice a month on the second and fourth Mondays. The preliminary open meeting starts generally at 5 p.m., actually executive session at 5, followed by preliminary open, followed by the regular meeting at 7.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty punctual about the regular meetings at 7. The dates shuffle depending on holidays, but like we don't have it on Memorial Day, for instance.
Right.
You can sign up to speak during comments of public interest at the beginning of the regular meetings. Anybody can sign up to talk about anything. And then you can sign up to speak to particular agenda topics.
Uh-huh.
Generally, they limit those to 2 minutes per person, depending on the length of the agenda.
Right.
So pay attention to the agendas. See if there's something on there that that affects you.
Mm-hmm.
Agendas are released the Wednesday evening before the next Monday meeting.
Is that where is that information released to?
That's on the City of Plano website. Just Google Plano City Council Agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And
you'll,
it'll go take you right to that page.
Mm-hmm.
So being tuned in to what your city is doing is all important. And that's how you get informed and engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And then when there's something that matters to you, show up and speak up.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, the public is not admitted to the city council chambers because of the pandemic.
Right.
But they can register to speak on Zoom meetings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've seen that. I have been to city council meetings more than several times, and it's an education to actually see how the nuts and bolts of business actually goes. I mean, it just kind of plods along, and you have procedures, thank heavens, to allow that to happen. And it's an education if you've never been to one, even if you didn't have a particular bone that you wanted to discuss about something. It's an education. This is your government. And, you know, so be informed. I mean, don't just, you know, hear about it from your neighbors over the back fence. You know, actually show up at these meetings and speak up and speak out, because if, you know, things get by and you're not happy, it's like, well, did you attend? Did you offer to, you know, you've got to speak up and speak out. You just can't assume that your neighbors or, you know, your representatives need to know. At least call in advance and tell your representatives how you feel about something.
That's
absolutely
right. You
have to be a voice. You have to be a voice. You can't just assume anything.
Yep. I've long said that voting is no longer enough. If you're not informed and engaged, then mm-hmm. you allow government to be something that happens to you.
That's right. Right. You have to speak up and speak out. And like I said, it's been educational. I mean, I always come away. I was down there one evening till 11:30 because it was a marathon speaking engagement with a lot of people had a lot to say. And it was amazing the number of people who stayed down there till 11:30 until everybody got to speak. And it was, you know, you just kind of plodded along, and people don't realize that's how business, that is how, you know, public business and government actually works. I mean, you just see little snippets on TV, you see interviews, but to actually go down there and sit through these meetings and listen and see how it actually plods along, there is a procedure, it's there, and if you want to be interested and know what's going on, you need to go down there, at least listen to it on different podcasts, or you can pick it up on Facebook, I think.
Yes, and you can actually go to planotv.org to
yes.
watch live, we live stream, mm-hmm. or to catch recordings mm-hmm. of City Council and P&Z meetings.
Yeah, because like I said, like you mentioned, now of course they can't, you know, are not allowed in the chambers because of COVID. So these other options are available. So that's absolutely no reason you don't have to leave your home
right.
in order to find out what's going on. It's just, you know, get yourself, you know, a piece of paper and pencil, and you know, take notes or take notes on your phone and follow up with your representative. A lot of people, and I'm sure you know this, they never are interested in being interested until there's something they find out from a neighbor or they read or they hear about. Then they're not happy about it. It's like, well, you know, you've got to pay attention. I mean, government runs because there's people down there doing it. And if you don't find out what's going on and participate and at least know what's going on, you have nobody to blame but yourself. I mean, everybody has to, these city council members, you know, they take a time out of their personal life and business life to do this. It is a choice. And so if they didn't do it, what would we do?
Yep.
I mean, somebody's got to do it.
And that's important, to establish these relationships with your local elected officials,
right.
School board, city council, state rep, state senator, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
The entire premise of the American system of government was that you would have local representatives. You mm-hmm. know whose throat to choke. even constitutionally, we don't actually directly vote for president. We mm-hmm. vote for presidential electors, which are local people whose throat
yes.
we can choke.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea originally before the 17th Amendment was that our state legislators would appoint the senators to the U.S. Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we didn't like who was appointed to the U.S. Senate, we could reach out to our state reps and choke them. Figuratively speaking, of course.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But that's important. And that's why I have 100% meeting policy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll meet with anybody
mm-hmm.
About anything.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean I'm going to agree with everybody or
right.
do what everybody
right.
wants. But my constituents absolutely deserve for me to hear what they have to say.
Because if you don't speak up, you know, no one's going to hear it.
That's right.
You know,
yeah.
grumbling the next day after an election is over, it's like, well, did you get involved? It gets real silent in the room. It's like, well, you're handing it over to other people. And, you know, they have their positions and they spoke up. And this is how we got to where we are in different situations. So, you know, Plano city councils, it's very accessible. It's like you said, even now because of COVID, they're not allowed in the chambers. But, you know, there's different means that you can have to in order to be involved. So that's absolutely no reason. And since people are spending a lot of time at home, there should be less reason, because you can just pick up a phone or get on the internet.
Yep. And there's a good example of that. I mean, our local businesses can't vote as businesses, but they can make their voices heard. And when much of Plano was built out in the 80s and 90s, We rejected flyovers. We have one that goes into Frisco on Preston. Mm-hmm. That's just where you have a flyover that bypasses the intersection. You don't have to wait at the light. Mm-hmm. Well, if you haven't noticed, traffic has gotten pretty awful here in the past few years. Those flyovers would be pretty handy. But back in the 80s and 90s, the Four Corner retail mm-hmm. stores, they had objected to that because they wanted to come to people's attention when they were waiting at the lights.
Right.
Well, in the digital age, nobody's looking around at what's around them anymore. They're all on their phones when they're at the light. And it's a different ballgame. I think as we redevelop and do road construction over the next 30 years, flyovers in select places would certainly be expensive, but I think they'd help so much with our congestion. Mm-hmm. You know, before the pandemic, I could wait 4 cycles of the light at Preston and Spring Creek.
Yes.
Before actually getting through it.
Yes.
That flyover would be most welcome. And if everybody's looking at their phones anyway, I don't think any of the retail around that area is going to suffer as a result. But that's how local businesses 30 years ago made a difference, and they made their voice heard.
At WorkSuites, get back to work your way. Business addresses, co-working, executive office suites, we really thrive on helping small businesses expand their horizons from simply working out of their home. What's really nice is we're flexible with our terms. We don't require you to sign a lease with us, go month to month, or stay a couple years. You may only need a part-time space. You'll have a full kitchen, covered garage access. This is the ideal way to work through the transition in your business and get you up to speed quickly. Private offices have dedicated Wi-Fi, furniture, 24/7 access. Call 888-445-9675 and check us out at worksuites.com to schedule your tour. You're going to love it here. 888-445-9675.
All right. So right now we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a little bit. So is there anything else today that you'd like to highlight today while we're speaking?
Actually, yes. While we're on the topic of paying attention, making your voice heard, and taxes, there's something that I would very much like to do. I'd like to see it Texas-wide. In the long run, I'd like to abolish property taxes in Texas, mm-hmm. but that's a topic for another day. Until we get there, mm-hmm. one of the horrible things and the perverse incentives we have is to not improve your property. Now, for local businesses, that's huge, because if you own your property and you improve it, you're going to be taxed on that improvement. Mm-hmm. Your taxes are going to go up. You've got to pass that on in the cost of your goods or services or in reduced wages for your employees. Mm-hmm. If you lease, then the same equation applies to the land, the property owner, and it's going to be passed along to you, and you in turn have to pass it along. And you get none of the protections. You don't get the homestead exemption. You don't get the taxable value cap. You don't get the disabled exemption, et cetera. So it's crushing when property taxes go up and up. Well, when we have major developments or major corporations that move in, they usually bargain for a tax abatement.
Yes.
And it makes sense mm-hmm. because if you buy a green field that's worth a couple million dollars today and you build a $500 million campus or development, that's not going to much increase, or at least not commensurately increase, the cost of city services. Mm-hmm. Or education, because you got to pay money to the school board as well if you're a business.
Mm-hmm.
So what justifies paying that much extra in taxes? And that's what they can bargain for. They can say, look, you're not going to require that many more police officers or fire. You're going to have a little bit of a cost of increasing cost in infrastructure and traffic signals, et cetera, not to justify this. So we usually consider tax abatements.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fair. You know, we'll, for 10, 20, 30 years, whatever the time frame is, mm-hmm. we'll say, you know, your taxes will only increase by this much, or none for a certain time, at least no increase, mm-hmm. just the value of the property today. So why can't everybody benefit from that? Why can't local businesses who don't have that kind of leverage benefit from the same principle? Mm-hmm. Why can't they make an improvement to their property, which, you know, maybe increases its value by 50% and brings in new business? Why should they be punished for that if mm-hmm. it doesn't necessitate any increase in the cost of city services or education?
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Okay. And even if you're going to be bringing in new employees, presumably those people are going to live somewhere They're going to be paying taxes on wherever they live, which will provide the necessary funding for the increased population for the school and the city. The business should not have to suffer for that, which honestly, it's not the business in the end that suffers, it's the consumers, because that's where the taxes get passed on. So I would like very much to see tax abatements for all. If you improve your property, you get an abatement for a certain length of time, a reasonable length of time, where you are not suddenly punished for that improvement. It's an absolutely perverse incentive to keep your property as run down as possible until you're underwater and you're facing the point that you're losing customers because you're so run down. Mm-hmm. What we want to stimulate in our city is an appealing environment where people want to go, where they want to shop, where they want to do business. And if you have a business that you want to improve with an add-on, a new paint job, whatever it is, then you should be incentivized to do that, or at least not punished to do for doing
right.
that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'd like to see that statewide, but let's start in Plano.
Local DFW businesses, advertising keeps your businesses front and center in the marketplace. The OBBM network offers targeted reach into the markets you want to dominate. Advertise on the OBBM network for radio, podcast, and television exposure directly where you want it. Area chambers and people groups value knowing service providers they can trust for themselves, and trust when giving quality referrals. Advertising strategically is key to successful ROI. Discover what local DFW business advertising on the OBBM network can do for you. Call 214-714-0495 to find out more today. And go to theoffbeatbusiness.com to download your free copy of the Definitive Local Business Digital Media Guide. That's 214-714-0495. Offbeatbusiness.com.
And so how could you make that happen? What procedure, how can people push for that to come forward to be implemented?
First, as always, make your voice heard. If you like that idea, then make your voice heard, both at the county level, because I'll explain the tie-in in a moment, and at the city council meetings. Say, we want this. This will be good for Plano businesses. This will be good especially for our local businesses. Mm-hmm. Now, the cogs in the wheel of the property tax machinery are several, but you've got to have the buy-in at the county level for the county appraiser's office, because they've got to build in that mechanism for the tax abatements when they report to the tax assessor collector's office. Now, the tax assessor collector has to be able to say, okay, you get a reduction of X amount because you made an improvement of Y amount for Z number of years. Mm-hmm. So they've got to bake that in. So that's why you've got to make your voice heard to the county. Mm-hmm. At the city level, and by the way, this is at each taxing entity. So it's got to be the city. It's got to be the school board. It's got to be the county. School board's got a tougher time of it because of recapture, a.k.a. Robin Hood, because it doesn't matter what kind of abatements the school board offers. They're still on the hook for a certain amount of money to the state for Robin Hood. Uh-huh. That's a tougher sell, which is unfortunate because it's the lion's share of our tax bill. But if the city does it, you know, 19% of our tax bill, then if you go and make that improvement, let's say you make a $50,000 improvement to your property, which would increase the taxable value of your property by $50,000. If you at least have an ordinance, which would be passed at the city level and baked into the mechanism at the county tax assessor collector's office, then you could avoid almost 20% of that $50,000 of taxable value. So right now, we pay about 2.1%, depending on your property, in Plano, on the value of your property every year in property taxes. So to make the math a little bit easier, you've got $50,000 in improvements, 2% of that would be 2% would be $1,000. So you would have an increase in your taxes of $1,000 per year. So roughly, we'll call it 20% of that would be the city's share, $200. So without any abatements, you'd be paying an extra $1,000 mm-hmm. next year in your property taxes wow. if you made that 50 grand improvement to your property. Mm-hmm. If we could pass something at the city level to say, you know, you're not going to be punished for that. It's going to be spread right. out over a number of years. Next year's property tax bill, it would be $200 less than it otherwise would be. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to get hit with an extra grand in property taxes, then the city's portion, $200, would be shaved off mm-hmm. and you'd only pay an $800 increase. Mm-hmm. Now, if you could work it so that you got the same kind of abatement at the school board level, then you'd be saving between city and school board, if that could be passed, then you'd be saving along the lines of, if you could do it across all four taxing entities in Plano, city, school board, county, and Collin College, mm-hmm. then your taxes wouldn't go up at all next year.
Wow. Whew. That's something to really sink your teeth into.
Yep. Oh, your taxes wouldn't go up at all because of the addition, the improvement to your property. They may still go up if the local taxing entities increase the taxes on you. Mm-hmm. But at least you wouldn't be punished for the improvement to your property, which mm-hmm. is, like I said, an absolutely perverse incentive.
Wow. Wow. Well, there's just so much going on out there in this world today that we need people like you getting out in the public and, you know, letting people know what's going on or what could go on. So is there anything else going on at City Council? Anything else just before we finish up here?
There's always something going on. One of the things that may be of particular interest to our local businesses is late last year, before the pandemic, we kicked off exploration of hosting a Texas Independence Day festival in Plano mm-hmm. on an annual basis. I am unaware of any city that has a Texas Independence Day festival north of Washington on the Brazos. So if we can get this rolling in a non-pandemic year, this would be a great boon to local businesses who could not only turn out like they do to the Plano Balloon Festival, mm-hmm. but, you know, with the 4th of July, everybody's got a 4th of July. You know, we're competing with everybody.
Yeah, right.
But for a Texas Independence Day festival, that would bring a lot of people from North Texas to Plano mm-hmm. to frequent our local businesses, wow. which would be a fantastic boon.
Shelby, how would people get in contact with you?
Well, anybody is welcome to email me at ShelbyWilliams, all jammed together, at Plano.gov. And you're free to follow my Facebook page, Shelby for Plano.
All right. Anything else? Any other contact sources?
My phone number is 469-367-1320. That's my official city number. If you'd like to get in touch with me for anything that's not official city business, you're feel free to call me on my personal cell at 214-995-6969 and email me at shelby@shelbyhwilliams.org.
All right. You're brave for putting out all that information. Thank you. All right. Well, listen, I just really do appreciate your time coming by today and educating certainly myself and hopefully the listeners to this program so that we can stay more involved in Plano, Texas.
That's a real pleasure, Mavis. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for your time as well.
You've been listening to the Explore Plano podcast with Mavis Everett. To be a guest or sponsor the Explore Plano podcast, call 214-714-0495. Explore Plano podcast is available on the OBBM Network. Subscribe wherever you enjoy podcasts and download the OBBM Network app.